Good morning, everyone, and happy Sunday. This is Minister Monique from Brooklyn, New York, and welcome to A Date with Destiny on the Glory Network. Well, we truly bless and thank God for who He is, y'all. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Whatever it is that you are in need of today, I pray that God would meet that need this week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year. Whatever you're believing and trusting God for, that miracle, that breakthrough, that victory, that turnaround, change, transformation, continue to believe and stand on the word of God. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We know our God is great. Our God is awesome. Our God is faithful. He is strong. He is capable, well able to do anything, all right? We know with God, nothing is impossible, okay? So continue to believe the word of the Lord. Continue to worship God, continue to serve Him, continue to pray, continue to praise your way through whatever it is that you got to do to get your breakthrough. Continue in that motion, continue in that lane of faith. Okay, continue, hallelujah, continue to have the love of Jesus within your heart as God just continue to just, you know, download His amazing joy, love, and peace, strength within you. Okay, and may God, you know, just miraculously do a wonderful work in and through your lives, your children's lives, your family's lives, as you are believing and trusting God for whatever it is. And may God continue to bless and elevate the founder of the Glory Network, Victor Marshall, First Lady Denine Marshall, in a mighty special way as God continues to open the doors, unbelievable doors, and, you know, just His expansion, His favor, His increase, multiplication, addition. We just bless God for the windows of opportunities for all what He is doing in, through, and on the Glory Network. And we bless and thank God for every ministry, every broadcast that comes on the Glory Network as well. That is a blessing. And as always, you can connect with me, all right, through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, username at Bold Soldier Girl, all right, or on Clubhouse, Starlight Queen, okay? And I just always love that one-on-one connection with my audience. So send me a DM, all right? So whatever it is that you have to do to connect with me, I want to connect with you as well. And so let us just jump right into today's inspiration. Okay, as we are going through the Bible, doing a Bible reading plan. Okay, I'm pretty sure, you know, you have done that in your own, you know, spare time and quiet time, as a matter of fact, with the Lord. And I love Bible reading plans. It's so, you know, just keep you consistent. The Bible reading plans that I just love, because they just keep you consistent in God's word, you know, and that's what I just want to continue to be throughout the rest of the year, and even in the beginning of the new year, right through. I just want to continue to be consistent in God's word. And so it's just, you know, expanding your faith and growing your faith more and more every time when we get into the word of God, and we're just drawing closer and closer to God, and know that what God has done in the lives of the different men, women, boy, girl in the Bible, He's able to do in our lives on today. Okay, so it's just all about us stretching our faith forward, okay, in God, and just believing and trusting God in everything and through everything. Okay, so let's jump right into today's inspiration. Let faith, not fear, rule our hearts. According to God's word in Genesis 26, verse 7, it says that when the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought the men of this place might kill me on account of Rebecca, because she is beautiful. And so we see that Isaac had found himself in quite a dilemma. He feared his enemies. you know, would kill him to gain access to his wife. Years before, Abraham and Sarah, also known as Abram and Sarai, before God had changed their names, they have found themselves in the same predicament. So what was Abraham's solution? Well, it was a lie. He instructed his wife, Sarah, to say that she was his sister. According to Genesis 12, verse 11 through 20. And so what's so unbelievable is that Abraham, often called the father of our faith, engaged in this trickery not once, but twice in Genesis 20. And so Isaac had feared his enemies would kill him to get his beautiful wife, Rebecca. So he resorted to his father's tactics. Isaac had lied, you know, passing his wife off as his sister, selling her to a foreign king to protect his life. Now, what would lead one to such desperate act? Well, I believe it's a lack of faith. Both the father and son feared for their lives and failed to trust God in the midst of that fear. It wasn't just lying that was sinful. It was also allowing fear, not faith, to rule in their hearts. And scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. So perhaps they had not spent time with God or listening to his voice, because time with God, it strengthens us, it equips us, it prepares us, guides us, lead us, comfort us. You know, we feel that amazing love and joy and peace all over again. And that's why we must continue to guard our hearts and have faith. Without faith, we know that it is impossible to please God in all situations. No matter how it's looking, God is able and faithful. He will always come through. So as we quiet our hearts each day before the Lord, he will continue to fill us up with whatever it is that you are in need of right now, to stand strong against whatever temptation and our enemies. Okay? Over in Genesis 27, verse 41, it's saying that Esau had held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to him, "The days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob." And so Isaac is old and his eyesight is failing. As he prepares to die, he calls for Esau to come to his bedside. And keeping in line with the Hebrew custom, Isaac was ready to offer his blessing to his oldest son. And so Rebecca had favored her younger son Jacob and desired for him to receive the double portion blessing. And so Jacob had stood to receive a blessing, but not the greater blessing of the firstborn. Rebecca encouraged Jacob to dress like Esau to cheat his dying father into giving him the firstborn blessing. He did it, and it worked. You see, Esau had held a grudge, which is understandable. Esau had wanted to take Jacob's life. Esau schemed and planned and consumed with that hate. You know, sadly, that hate had stole from Esau, and probably more than the double portion taken by Jacob. And so it stole his peace and sound and his sound mind and joy. You know, holding on to that hate is never worth the high price to pay. Maybe you're thinking, you know, you don't know what that person has done or said. You have no idea the pain, whatever they cause, you know, whatever they cause me to go through, whatever it is right now, that hurt, that pain, that rejection. And you know what? You're right. You see, I don't know. None of us knows what one is going through, but only Jesus. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. You know, and Jesus was fully man, separated from his father, who bore physical, mental, and emotional pain. So he understands it all. You know, he took upon him the son of the entire world, yet said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Over in Luke 23, verses 34. And so, you know, so even when it's hard to love those who have hurt us, you know, who have, you know, said some things, done some things, whatever it may be, it is hard, you know, it is, you know, to forgive at those times. But we can just truly ask God for his help in those times to release it, release whatever to him, release it and let it go and reclaim Jesus' joy and peace that he wants to give in each and every one of our lives. And then we can continue to move forward in what God has, the things of God, you know, move forward in life. And so moving on, when we're going to Genesis 28 verses 16, you know, it says that surely the Lord is in this place and I was not aware of it. In Genesis 28, Jacob finds himself caught between a rock and a hard place. You see, Jacob was a homebody, a mama's boy, but he couldn't go home at the moment. He had stolen his father's blessing and was a fugitive on the run due to Esau's murderous threats. So imagine that his heart was full of disgrace and loneliness and fear. Would his brother hunt him down and kill him? Would he ever see his parents again? What hope was left for him out in the middle of nowhere? It was like his past was a mess and his future uncertain. Completely alone and fearful with questions crowding his mind and emotions out of control, Jacob found a rock to use for a pillow and then fell asleep. And so as he dreamed, you know, God appeared to him in his dream and he saw a great ladder resting on earth that reached heaven with a host of angels ascending and descending on it. Above the ladder, you know, stood the Lord who spoke personally to Jacob, affirming his promises to him in Genesis 28 verses 13 through 15. And so in that unexpected, lonely, hard place, Jacob realized God was there and he had not been aware of his presence before. Then as God affirmed his promises to Jacob, that hard place was transformed. Jacob responded in fearful reverence, saying, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven," according to Genesis 28:17. And so that painful place became like heaven's gate. God wants us to use the painful places in our lives as a gateway into his presence, just like he did with Jacob. Interestingly, Jacob didn't hear God when he was scheming or fleeing, but when he stopped and got still and recognized God's presence and heard God's word spoken personally to him, that's when that rock, that stone of misery he laid his head on to sleep became a pillar. Okay, a pillar that would be the beginning of a house of worship. And so whenever you find yourself in a hard place, or if you know you're in one right now, a lonely place, you are not alone. God is with you. You may be unaware, but God is there. Okay, he is there with us all, and we can just stop and pause and ask God to reveal himself and speak his word to our hearts, to bring comfort to our souls. That will comfort us all the time and encourage us, you know, and we can take those places in our lives and use them as a gateway into God's presence. And so, moving forward, over in Genesis 29 verses 16 through 18, it's a tale of two sisters, and it says, "Now Laban had two daughters, and the name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel." And so we know that Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful, and Jacob was in love with Rachel. And so love can make a person do crazy things, right? And when deception, jealousy, and competition are added to the mix, then life can get way out of hand. And that's exactly what happened in the story of these two sisters, Leah and Rachel. In Genesis 28, Isaac sent his son Jacob to the house of his relative Laban in the region of Paddan Aram to find a wife. And so in Genesis 29, we find Jacob coming into the region, and one of the first people that he noticed was Rachel, as she led the family sheep to be watered in the nearby fields of Haran. And Jacob quickly introduced himself and wept tears of joy because he was so happy to see his family. And so Rachel had responded by running to her father Laban, who warmly welcomed Jacob, offering him a job and a place to live. And so, you know, Jacob eagerly agreed, but only with special stipulations to his wages. You see, Rachel was beautiful, and Jacob wanted her as his wife. And so, without wasting time, Jacob asked Laban for Rachel's hand in marriage. However, there would be a price to pay for this kind of love. So Jacob would have to serve Laban 7 long years for Rachel. As the wedding day finally arrived, you know, Jacob longed to be with Rachel. But after a night of celebration, the sun rose to greet Jacob and Leah and Rachel's older sister in the honeymoon suite. And so Laban's deception had left Jacob devastated, Leah rejected, and Rachel abandoned at the altar. Now the cost for love would double as Jacob agreed to serve Laban 7 more years for Rachel. As their biological clocks ticked, the two sisters raced each other to see who would become pregnant first. Jacob hoped hard work would prove his love for Rachel. And so Leah hoped a bassinet full of babies would prove Jacob's love for her. And Rachel hoped that Jacob's love would overcome her infertility. And so yes, love can make a person do crazy things, right? Isn't it amazing how God's love is lavish upon us and available to us unconditionally? We don't have to work hard for it, you know, like Jacob did for 14 years for Rachel. We don't have to deceive others or be jealous of it, like Leah was of Jacob's attraction to Rachel. But we don't even have to do that. We don't have to compete. Okay, we don't have to go in a competition mode, you know, as those two sisters attempted, you know, to hold first place in Jacob's heart. But sadly, you know, we do these things. But, you know, God's love for us is unfailing. He's cherished, you know, he cherished us all, you know, from the very beginning of time. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love. We already hold first place. Just know that right now. Okay, whatever season you're in, whatever you're going through at this moment right now, listen, you already hold first place, okay, in God's heart. Just know that, okay? No matter what it is, or you might feel like you've been pushed to the side or rejected or forgotten or, you know, overlooked or whatever it may be, you hold first place in Jesus' heart. Just know that, and that will never change. Okay, so we can continually thank God for loving us unconditionally, y'all. Isn't that amazing to know that His love never changes? God never changes. His word never changes. Come on, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Okay, so whenever, you know, you are going through something, a disappointment, whatever it is, listen, we can look to the Word of God, look to God and know and be filled with gratitude, okay, in your soul that, you know, God's love for us is unending, unfailing love, okay, that we can always depend on, always count on and rely on, okay? And we are going to stop and pause right here, and we'll take it on back on next week, all right? So I hope and pray that your soul was blessed and uplifted, okay? And just listen, catch me back on next Sunday, same time, same place. Why? Because you already know that you have a date with destiny. Okay, y'all, listen, continue to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay blessed. Listen, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. And you're tuned into the Glory Network. Peace and love.